ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्री विष्णु सहस्रनाम नेम 621, द नेम इज स्वक्षा। Can any of you think what that means? I don't think you'll get it. You won't guess it. Aksha, you know, means? Anyone? Ankh in Hindi, Ankh. Not Ak. Ak is, it is Bengali for sugar cane. Aksha means eyes. Pundarikaksha, you've heard the name, Pundarikaksha, Aravindaksha. And sva, that means it's su. Su with aksha means svaksha. Su means very good or very beautiful. So he has very good eyes, very beautiful eyes. We wouldn't expect anything less from the Supreme Personality of God. It must be. He doesn't have cataracts or doesn't need glasses. There's no such thing in the Supreme Lord. Of course, the foolish Mayavadis, envious Mayavadis, they don't want to say that he's got any eyes at all. Although, sarvata pani padam sarvatokshi, his eyes are everywhere, but they deny he has any eyes at all, rascals. So yesterday, the last name we were discussing, how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan Vishnu, is the shelter of the three worlds, so it's quite some discussion of philosophy, tattva-gyana, tattva-gyana. This word philosophy, of course, we use it, but in the Western or general English meaning of the word philosophy, means some mental speculation. But when we say philosophy, it means discussion of how Krishna is great, how his energies are working in relation to him. So today there won't be much philosophy as such, more appreciation. When we've been through all philosophy, then we simply love Krishna. We can appreciate the beauty of Krishna. Now, mostly I'm just going to be reading translations here of verses. There are many, many, many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam and elsewhere, which devotees express their appreciation of the beauty of Krishna's eyes. How about this one, little sample here? Amala Kamala Dala Lochanae. This is Sri Jayadev Goswami in his introduction to his famous Gita Govinda. He recites two prayers of general appreciation for the Supreme Personality of Godhead before he goes on to describe the most intimate pastimes of that Supreme Lord. So one of those two prayers is the Dashavatar Stotram. And the other one is, it's one that actually Srila Prabhupada said that we shouldn't sing in our conditioned stage. But Amala Kamala Dala Lochana. It means Amala, you know what the word Amala means. You know, you should know. Your daughter is called Amala, Amala Purana. Amala means no mala, no spot, no dirt. It means pure. Kamala, you all know. That must be there in Tamil also. Kamala? Yeah. Kamala. In English, lotus. Common girl's name also. Here in Tamil Nadu, it's a male name also. There's that Kamal Hassan rascal. He's always making some stupid criticism. Kamala Kannan, yeah, is a common name for Krishna, yeah. Lotus Krishna. Kamala is a famous, well-known female name for Lakshmi. So Amala Kamala Dala. Dala means the petal. So his Lochana means eye. So his eyes are like a spotless petal of a lotus. It sounds nice even in English. So that's just one of the, that's not exactly a verse, but just Amala Kamala Dala. Amala Kamala Dala Baba Mocha is by his eyes, by his beautiful eyes, he gives liberation from birth and death. Now, there are many names in Vishnu Sahasranama which describe the eyes of the Supreme Lord, names derived from his eyes. Some of them, Shubhikshana, Shubha. So his seeing is very auspicious. Lohitaksha, red eyes. Pushkaraksha, Pundarikaksha. Padmani Bhikshana, Aravindaksha. These are all names which means lotus eyes in various ways. Sulochana, good eyes. Ravi Lochana, eyes like the sun. And there are many such names. Padmanetra, Padmanayana. There are many words for lotus and many words for eyes. So there are many Abjanetram and so on. So many names. Many of these names I've already been through, so we're covering old ground. But of course, it's not that it becomes boring or that, oh, we already heard that, we want to go on to something else. We already heard that, we want to hear it again. That's the Vaishnava's attitude. I already heard that. I already read the Bhagavad Gita, so I don't need to read it anymore. We don't think like that, but rather it's just like we find the sages at Naimisharanya. Vayam tu na vitripyama uttama shloka vikrame tad chinvatam rasagyanam swadu swadu pade pade. They say to Sutta Goswami that we're not satisfied in our soul by hearing your discussions of Krishna. But that's supposed to satisfy. Now we're not satisfied in as much as we so much nectar, we just want to taste it over again and again and again at every step. So, in one sense, devotees are satisfied because they don't desire anything of this material world. Krishna bhakta nishkama taiv shanta. Devotee of Krishna has no material desires, therefore he's peaceful. On the other hand, he's likes to hear about Krishna again and again and again. Other names in Vishnu Sahasranam. Oh, these names which I just mentioned in Vishnu Sahasranam, they allude to the beauty of Krishna's eyes. So that's one meaning of Svaksha, Suaksha. Another meaning, very good eyes. So other names in Vishnu Sahasranam, Mahaksha means very big eyes, very great eyes. Sahasraksha, there's 1,000 eyes. Thousand eyes means unlimited eyes. Vrishabhaksha, eyes like a bull. So all these names are summarized in the name Svaksha. Very beautiful eyes. So various ways can be described. One way is that Krishna's eyes are the best eyes because he always looks at the best thing, or he always desires to see the most beautiful thing, which is Sri Radha. And in his eyes, whatever he sees, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu described about a devotee, starva jangam deke na deke tar murti savatra hoi tar ishta deva svruti. That a devotee sees everything in this world, but he doesn't exactly see that, because everywhere he sees his worshipable Lord, he sees Krishna. He's so absorbed in Krishna that although definitely you see a tree and you see people and so many things, but he sees Krishna. He sees Krishna everywhere. So in the same way, Krishna sees Radha everywhere. So that's the internal, you can say, the internal vision. the Antakarana in his inner consciousness, he always sees. But that reflects so strongly that in his vision, always sees Radha, and of course she always sees him. So his eyes are very good. He knows what to look at. He doesn't try to see some pornography or some beautiful flesh and bones women. There's probably no word in Tamil for pornography. It's there, but not in traditional Tamil. There wouldn't be any such word. Vulgar. Some vulgar exhibition of things which we don't want to discuss. Just bringing it up as a contrast with what Krishna likes to see. So Krishna, very beautiful eyes. Description from the Bhagavatam of the Lord's eyes. That the yogi should contemplate with full devotion the compassionate glances frequently cast by the Lord's eyes. That's another way in which he's so merciful. His eyes are very good for us also. There's that famous term, Kripa Kataksha, that's often used by the Sri Vaishnavas. His merciful glance, just from the side of his eyes. Just we desire to have the merciful glance of Krishna. For those glances, they soothe the most fearful threefold agonies of his devotees. His glances, accompanied by loving smiles, are full of abundant grace. One name in Sri Vishnu Sahasranam which came up way back, Lohitaksha, red eyes. And there are various. I'll go through again some more. Aruna Lochana. That comes. Aruna also means reddish. Aruna means the charioteer of the sun god. That's why, because he's reddish. So, just before the sun rises, we'll see Aruna. We'll see the hue of his body. That's why the sky looks a little reddish in the morning. Sometimes it looks very reddish. That's due to Aruna, reddish. So that word comes red, Aruna. So he has red eyes. Naturally, his eyes are a little reddish. So Bhishma Dev, as he's lying on his bed of arrows, preparing to depart from this world in front of Krishna, he prays to Krishna, who's standing there in front of him. May my Lord, who is four-handed, and Krishna had four hands at that point in time, he showed four hands, and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as the rising sun, Aruna Lochana. So when we see the reddish sun in the morning, we can think, oh, Krishna's eyes, just like that. May my Lord, who is four-handed and whose beautifully decorated lotus face with eyes as red as the rising sun is smiling, kindly await me at that moment when I quit this material body. Then his eyes are described as he came to protect Parikshit in the womb of his mother Uttara. So a description is given there of Krishna within the womb. The Lord was enriched with four hands, earrings of molten gold, and eyes blood red with fury. So he was very angry that this Ashvatthama had sent the Brahmastra weapon to kill the embryo, the last surviving descendant of the Pandavas. He was very, very angry with Ashvatthama, so his eyes were red with rage. Then, elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, Prashanta Aruna Lochanam. So his eyes, this time they're described Aruna Lochanam, reddish, but Prashanta, very peaceful. So sometimes red with anger. But reddish also. Garbharunekshanam. So this means, this is also from the Bhagavatam. The Supreme Lord has ruddy eyes. Ruddy is another way of saying reddish. Like the interior of a lotus. And so many names you'll find in the Bhagavatam about his lotus eyes. Nalenayate kshanam. His eyes are spread like the petals of a lotus. Abjanetram, he has eyes decorated by lotus-like eyes. Then very good eyes, in the sense that he can see very well. Just like if someone can read some small writing at a long distance, we say they have very good eyes, isn't it? Vultures have very good eyes. From a great height, they can see some carcass. This Sampati at the shore of the ocean, the brother of Jatayu, he was there. He had to wait there for a long time with cut or burned out wings. He had some service to do. So he was waiting there, service to Rama. So he could see over the ocean hundreds of miles away, Lanka. Now Lanka isn't hundreds of miles away, what we call Sri Lanka. He saw, yeah, I can see hundreds of miles. We can't see. They can see. The vultures can see. But Krishna's eyes are much better than that because he sees everything everywhere. And he's everywhere. That means he sees it from all angles. Just like you are looking at me, I'm looking at you. But if you were to go behind, you'd see the same body, but from a different angle. And then you could, there are all kinds of angles, practically unlimited angles. So, but Krishna sees from all angles at all times. This three-dimensional vision, multi-dimensional vision. So in that way he sees very well. He sees everything at all times. And of course what he really wants to see is, he wants to see everyone engaged in his service. He wants to see Sri Radha. So his eyes are very good. One of the commentators says that he's called good-eyed, Svaksha, because as the sun, as the predominating deity of the sun, Surya Narayana, he sees the whole universe situated in the sun. And he is the eye of everything that exists. We can see because he sees. Our seeing propensity is because he sees. So he is the ultimate, he is the eye of everything. He's also the he's also the proper thing that we should want to see. So if we want to have good eyes, then we should see Krishna. In the Bhagavatam elsewhere, description of the Vishwarupa, how we can see Krishna everywhere. Diva Suryasya Chakshini. Diva Suryasya Chakshini. His eyes are the sun and the heavenly planets. His eyes are the sun and the heavenly planets. His eyes are the generating centers of all kinds of forms. We perceive form by the eyes. Of course, we can touch also, but we don't get an idea of a form very well just by touch, by eyesight. We can immediately see this is square, this is circular, this is triangular, this is oval, and so on. We can see immediately we can understand what kind of form is there. So that comes from Krishna, that power. Our little tiny eyesight that all comes from Krishna's seeing. So Hare Krishna, we want to see Krishna, but we should act in a way that He will like to see us. He will be very happy to see us with His beautiful eyes. Then, of course, the devotees, they usually start, I'll talk about that next time, the devotees, they usually start their meditation from the lotus feet and gradually go upward. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya, Namah Pankaja Malane, Namah Pankaja Nidraya, Namaste Pankaja Angraye. Kunti Devi starts her meditation on the lotus navel of Krishna. Namah Pankaja Nabhaya, Namah Pankaja Malane. Then she offers respects to him as a garland of lotus. Then Namah Pankaja Nidraya. Pankaja Nidra means lotus eyes. Then she goes to his eyes and then Namaste Pankaja Angraye. Then I offer my obeisances to your lotus feet. Usually we start at the lotus feet and then go up to the face, but because she's his aunt and there's a, she didn't want to embarrass him in that way, so she started a little higher, but then she came back to the feet at the end. Usually we start at the, for the devotees, they like to see the feet. There's a sense of complete submission to Krishna. We don't deal with him as an equal. So it's actually a very exalted position to even think that we shall look at the eyes of Krishna so we can hear about the beauty of his eyes. Hare Krishna. Amala Kamala Dala Lochanae. Hare Krishna.